It is a Tech Tuesday, my friend. And Bridget Carey, we usually speak to her. When she is unavailable, we speak to Ashley Esqueda. And now I'm excited to introduce to you a third CNET friend that we have, and we've talked to him before, Ian Schur. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Where is everybody? CNET's busy.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Can you not hear us?
I can hear you just fine.
That's better.
No, I can hear you fine. Yeah. So, no, well, I'm glad to know that I'm the third on your list. That's always fun.
No, we've talked to you before. You're our third friend. We have three friends at CNET. You are executive editor at CNET News.
It shows how deep the lineup is.
Totally.
Every line is as strong as can be. That's a good thing, I think.
Exactly. There are many of us, and we're always happy to chat.
Yep. You're like a tech army, Ian. That's what we look at you as. That's what you are.
Well, I started logging on to CNET.com just because I was looking for tech products, and you guys do great reviews over there, and I only trust my downloads from CNET.com. So it's a great website. And what are we going to talk about today on this Tech Tuesday? What do you have for us?
Well, it's really interesting. I think there are some really fascinating things going on. Perhaps the most interesting thing that's popped up in the last couple of weeks is this debate over smart guns. I don't know if you knew, but there were two major events that have happened so far in Las Vegas. One of them was a trade show called the Consumer Electronics Show that happened 2 weeks ago. It was the CES that happens every year. It's the largest tech trade show in the world. And you would think, you know, with one of the largest tech trade shows, you would not have problems finding newfangled pieces of technology for everything. But in fact, despite the fact that there were over 3,600 exhibitors there, there was only one person showing smart gun technology. And remember, that's just a week after President Obama had announced that he wants to really push government into working with the industry to come up with smart guns and come up with technology to help protect people. There's another smart gun, or sorry, there's another gun show happening now this week called the SHOT Show. And that, among that list of exhibitors, that's 1,600 of them, the people who are running the show can't even think of a single one who has this technology. And so it's a really interesting kind of issue where you have a lot of people who are, you know, kind of, you've got the tech industry doing its thing. It's known for being innovative. You have the president trying to push people to actually start using technology to help possibly protect people with guns. And yet these two aren't coming together, which is really fascinating to me.
Smart gun, obviously like a smartphone. What does this aim for you? Does this pull the butt? I mean, how does a smart gun work? And do we need them?
Well, so it doesn't do your Facebook updates. That's the first thing. But what they do typically is that these smart guns typically have protective measures on them to help you be safe. So, for example, one of them has a fingerprint sensor that will, you have to use your fingerprint to even get to the trigger. Otherwise, it won't work. There's another one that has a wristwatch that you wear that sends a radio signal to the gun. And if it doesn't, if the gun doesn't receive that radio signal, it won't fire. So there's a lot of these ideas out there that have already kind of caught their little group of people who are really big fans of them. But the critics of all these technologies say, look, a gun is a hundreds-of-year-old device. We've been able to perfect it to the point where when you pull the trigger, you're almost guaranteed that it'll shoot. And when you include technology, which we've all had crashing phones and computers and all those things, even Twitter was offline earlier today, you can't trust that it'll fire. And so people are the people who are critics of this really are concerned that you're introducing something that actually makes people less safe when they really need that tool. So it's going to be very interesting to watch how this happens. And again, if you think about where we are today, the tech industry just doesn't seem to have a real answer yet for what the president is asking for.
Were they getting much response at the shows, at the CES show? Were people warmed up to this idea or not, Ian?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you only have one person who's showing among 3,600 exhibitors, there's definitely not any warming up happening, right?
No.
And the one guy who was there, he did have a lot of attention from NPR and a bunch of other places, and we at CNET wrote about him, but, you know, he's one, right? If you think it's the largest tech show in the world, and only one person has an answer for smart guns, that's a very underwhelming representation. There were more fridges with technology in them you know, than there were guns.
That's pretty fascinating and strange. Yeah. Some good ideas. Ian Schur on the line with us, executive editor at CNET News. It's a Tech Tuesday here on the Bill and Wendy Show. And the internet has chosen who the Grand Old Party debate winner is. Why don't you explain this?
Sure. So one of the fascinating things that happens is that as the election is heating up, we're really seeing that this is becoming the social media election. Twitter and Facebook are becoming huge parts of how the candidates are not only just reaching out to the people, but also there are more and more people who are political experts who are convinced that the way people react on social media is going to actually translate to the ballot box. And so when we see how all these debates are happening, you know, obviously people are watching in record numbers on television, primarily to see the infighting between Donald Trump and the rest of the field. We're also watching to see how the people are reacting on social media. And so far, Donald Trump, unsurprisingly, has received the most mentions on social media during the debates. And so he represented 38% of all mentions, for example, during the Thursday debate in South Carolina.
And Ian, that's good and bad, right? That's feedback that's both positive and negative. Okay.
There are supporters and detractors, and that's the interesting part is that the research is showing that, you know, just because you're getting a ton of attention does not mean that everyone loves you. And so but it's still right now a lot of it is getting your name into people's minds.
Right.
But not everyone even knows who these people are, and they're not even sure who they are. So name recognition is a big deal in this case. And plus or minus, I'm sure you could find a political commentator who would say it doesn't matter whether it's negative or positive, at least they're getting into people's minds. So Trump is at 38% of all the mentions. Senator Ted Cruz was at 22%, and Jeb Bush was 11. And that, if you think about it, that matches up a little bit with the polling, right? Trump continues to be at the top of the field.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is coming from behind. It's really fascinating to watch how it's playing out on social media.
Ian, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We hope you have a great rest of the week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Ian Schur, executive editor over at CNET News. Visit CNET. It's right there on your computer. It's easy to find.
CNET.com.
CNET.com has all your CNET questions and answers.
And WGNRadio.com has podcasts of this very show as well. This show is Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.